You're listening to the audio production of 100 Devotions for the Stay-at-Home Mom, published by Zondervan and read by Jamie Paul.
Introduction. Mother. Does any other word carry such weight and meaning behind it? Does any other word have the potential to absorb one's identity as much as this one? This can be especially true when your calling is to be a stay-at-home mom. Some think you'll relax all day, insert laughter here, but you know what is required of you. The physical and emotional labor you pour into your family every day sometimes goes unseen, unrecognized. But the Lord sees you. He sees you on days when all is going well. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. And he sees you on the days where you need as much comfort as your children. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. In the midst of being a stay-at-home mom and all that encompasses, are you making time for self-care? There is no harder or more rewarding job than to be the one someone calls mom. And taking time to care for yourself not only gives you necessary nourishment, but it sets an example for your children that self-care and time with God should be prioritized. These daily devotions are set up to remind you that you're not alone. Each day you'll read a scripture verse, a devotional, and prayer. God desires our hearts. He knows what burdens us and gives us joy. But sometimes we are not able to discern this ourselves unless we put our thoughts to paper. May this devotional be a partial record of your current season of life that you can return to in the days and years to come, seeking reminders of the joys and obstacles you once faced. May you come back to these devotions and your thoughts on them and treasure them in your heart. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And, dear friend, beloved daughter of God, may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. Day 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Being a stay-at-home mom is a precious season of life filled with different stages. From babies to toddlers to school-aged kids, then to the tween and teen years. We're never in one stage of motherhood for too long. Within this blessed season of watching our children grow and develop, we can experience fluctuating periods of joy and grief, blessing and sorrow. What season are you in right now? Are you enjoying a summer of delight? Or maybe you're in a season of winter when the icy winds cut, storms buffet and bruise, and your soul is exposed and vulnerable, like the bare limbs of a tree. Or are you at last entering a season of spring after that long, hard winter? The air may feel chilly, but tender sprouts of hope are unfolding from the ground. If you are in a difficult season, take heart. Seasons change. You may not be able to change the weather or your circumstances, but you can protect yourself from the elements with prayer and scripture and by surrounding yourself with people who love you. Take comfort that the Lord is with us through all seasons, whether joyous or challenging. Lord, help me embrace this season of motherhood. Help me embrace the growth from hard lessons and celebrate the joys, large and small. Day 2. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. 8 billion people live on this planet. Billions more have lived before us. But there has never been anyone exactly like you. You have a personality, a set of gifts, talents, and weaknesses all your own. You have a body size and shape, freckles, wrinkles, a nose and eyes that set you apart from anyone who has ever lived. You have a story that is unlike any other story. You've suffered. You have overcome.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?